Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, that's right. 201 in the Motor City on Hump Day, and Mike's still out. He's back on Monday. I'm Jeff in from Mike. Rico's there. Kenny and David. And
Scoble's still here.
Yeah. Well, Tarek, I hear, is rooming with you.
Yeah.
You got a spare bedroom.
He's not helping moving. No.
Are they still moving Andrew Chafin? And by the way, like, are they now Mark Canha too? Like, Rico, I feel so bad for these guys. Like,
well, you know,
they
got to
move themselves, apparently.
Yeah, you know, pizza and beer, guys. Whoever wants to help me out, I'm here. I'm available.
I heard Mark call.
Hey, Jeff, you want to do it?
Yeah. I mean, listen, can you get an autograph, too? A Chafin autograph? A Canha autograph? Pizza, beer? I'll help you move. I'll move that couch.
Oh, maybe Flaherty can get a Shohei.
Flaherty's happy, I gotta believe. Like, Jack Flaherty's gotta be ecstatic. He's from LA to begin with, and now he gets to go try to win a title, all while the Tigers are left to fold in the second half, which they will. I mean, it's already started. They got swept by the Guardians. They got no pitching. They got injuries. They're going to stink down the stretch, and that's fine. I think we're okay with dealing with this. Listen, we could talk about the prospects. We could talk about Scott Harris. There's all kinds of reports that his asking price was just way too high. Astronomical was the word. Brian Cashman talked today. Didn't mention anything about the medicals for Flaherty, but did say just couldn't match up with the Tigers, whatever that means.
See, it's one of those things, Rieger, that you hope that maybe one day somebody writes a book, because you're never going to figure out what exactly happened. What was the asking price?
I think we know what happened. I think we know that Scott Harris had a ridiculous asking price. And listen, I don't blame him, but at some point you do have to relent just a little bit and take what you can not get, but take a pretty good offer. Like, there was all kinds of reports that apparently Scott Harris could have got the Toronto-Houston deal himself for Flaherty instead of Kikuchi, right? So he decided not to.
You think he milked it a little bit too much?
Probably. And then he realized, it's 6 o'clock already on a Tuesday?
Tried to get a little too greedy. Was listening to 97.1, wanted to make Rieger some money, so he made the deal.
Oh, by the way, you got my 20?
I got your 20.
Yeah. Yesterday, Rico and I made a bet. I said Flaherty would get moved. Rico said no. And about 5:57, it happened, which was beautiful.
I'm shocked you didn't take the $15.
No.
I'm shocked you didn't take the $15 buyout.
I was going to go down with the ship. And you know what? It felt good.
That is a degenerate gambler.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
We digress.
Let's get back to the topic. All right. So, listen, we can talk about Harris. And if you're underwhelmed by the deal. And that's all good, and we'll bring it up, and I got the breakdown of all these prospects that he traded, obviously Flaherty for, and Canna for, and Chafin for. But what I think is way more interesting was what happened at the press conference yesterday. So Scott Harris talked yesterday.
You went. You were there in person.
Stoney was there. Will was there. A lot of Tigers brass were there. Every PR person the Tigers have was there too. And by the way, I kind of feel bad for Scott Harris because the room was 80 degrees. I'm not even kidding. It's like the air conditioning shuts off at like 5 o'clock. This was at 7 o'clock. Scott Harris was wearing his quarter zip. He was sweating. So if you watch video.
It's not climate control like the headquarters?
No. Okay. It's like Doug Karsh was in there like he does here, cranking up the temperature to 85 degrees. So if you watch the video, Scott Harris looks like he's sweating, and you're like, wow, he looks really uncomfortable.
Nervous.
In reality, it was just really freaking hot. So I'm sticking up for Harris in that regard.
Thank you for that, because it did look as if I don't want to do this press conference. I don't want to talk to these people, but go ahead.
I was sweating too. So we could talk about the prospects, but the big question is Tarik Skubal. We talked about him at length till we've all wanted to vomit for 2.5 months. So I want to play you two audio clips. Number one about Skubal, number two about Harris's message to the fans. And then I need to ask you a question, David and Kenny a question, and the fine listening people a question as well, because something does not jive. Here's the first question. Tarik Skubal, was he available? Did you think about trading him? And since you kept him, that means you got to win next season. He's only got 2 years of control.
That's a fair question.
That means you got to go all out in the offseason to give Detroit a winner. All right, so what do you take of that? Does that sound like a guy that is ready to push all his chips in for the offseason and give Detroit a winner next year? Does it?
No.
Okay.
It
so,
does not.
And
but
I
you know
agree
what?
With you.
Maybe because I was one of the, what was it called? The Panic Platoon? I was a member
Panic
of that.
Panic Platoon, I believe.
I was one of the founding members.
Yes.
David, you're a future Major League Baseball coach. You coach your son's team. What do you think about this? Because this to me sounds like more kicking of the can. This to me sounds like something that should anger the city of Detroit. This to me sounds like yet another team that is not trying to win. This sounds like, hey, accept mediocrity. I got your back. I'll give you something on the back end. That's what it seems like, because it doesn't seem like there's a sense of urgency. It does not seem like, yeah, we're going to be all in. We got a ton of money to spend. We're going out to get players. We're going to get some everyday position players to back up Skubal. So,
all right. So it doesn't sound like Scott is thinking next year is the year, which, by the way, is so infuriating because you should have traded Skubal. Instead, you're going to waste him. However, there's more.
No. Hold on. And before we get to this, you just nailed it. Not only are you thinking about next year and not wait, you've wasted this year.
Yeah.
This man is on the verge of winning a Cy Young. Congratulations. You get the individual award, but what did your team get? Nothing.
Nothing.
So you wasted a year.
And we would have been fine with everything if we had some form of promise that in the offseason, you're going to go out and make a go for it. And here's the deal, real quick, Rico. Five different times yesterday, I counted, he was asked to give his timeline. He was asked, when is this team going to be competitive? Five times he refused to answer. But I got one more for you, okay? One more, then we got a big question. I asked him, what's your message to the fans? Because Stoney asked him about a timeline. Wojo asked him about a timeline. Will Birchfield said, you hope your buyers at this time next year. Harris wouldn't answer any of it. Right, so that's his message that we have. Thank you. Now, we were not in the world headquarters, by the way. We were at Comerica Park. They do not allow just anybody at the world headquarters, I don't think. And by the way, Scott Harris did not walk out with the pizza sphere. The spear. He did not.
Because he didn't hit a home run.
Yeah, well, that's a good
point. That's maybe only he people who hit home runs. Oh. Okay?
That's only if you traded Skubal.
Right. If he hit a home run, or if he had come with a deal for Flaherty, I would have been like, you know what? That's my cocky president right there. He's walking in there with the pizza stick. Yep, we're all about that. He could have put on some buffs. I don't care.
So 248-539-9797. Again, if you want to talk about how you think Scott Harris did at the deadline, we'd love to hear from you. However, I have a question, and I feel like I was one of the leaders on the trade Scooble train. Now that you realize that they're not going to try to win crazily next year, why the hell didn't you trade this guy? Why in God's name didn't you trade this guy? This to me is such an infuriating, almost, it's irresponsible.
Brother, it just amazes me. It's like, pick a tiger to hype up. Remember, it was all about Matt Vierling for a while.
Oh, yeah, for three days.
Right, it was like, oh, well, look what Vierling's doing. Look what this guy doing. You know, if this was a week ago, they would be like, hey, Javi Baez has really turned this thing around. He's hit three homer. It's like, God, it's whack-a-mole. You just, whatever tiger's hot, that's the one you're going to promote. But what you did not do, I don't think you gave the city of Detroit and Tigers fans hope.
No.
For next year.
No, and that's the thing. I don't understand why. Like, if you have every intention, it makes no sense. You got a good pitching staff. You were a 500 team for the majority of the first half. All you need is a couple tweaks here and there. Why wouldn't you try to do said tweaks instead of what? Worry about 2026 and 2027. Brother. If you are not going to go for it, and you're wasting Tarek Skubal, you should be fired. I think it's that simple. 248-539-9797. And I got more for you.
Oh.
Very quickly. And David and Kenny and Rico, do you got the chair ready?
Yeah.
You got the chair ready? Let's do the chair. Because guess who just hit a grand slam? Jackson effing Holiday. Good afternoon. 97 won the ticket.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.